Gentlemen, what is good? Welcome to the one, the only Rum Boys Fantasy Network. This is the Rum Report here on the Rum Boys Fantasy Network. I'm joined by a couple of buddies today, but first, you know, it's your host, your boy, the Admiral, Robbie J. I'm joined with our mini Todd McShay, the man behind the analytics, the method behind the madness on rumboys.com for all of your NFL needs. It's your boy, Jordan Love. What's good, bro?
What's good, everybody? A lot of stuff happened since yesterday, so let's get right into it.
Hell yeah. Yo, the way that you rub in your eyes look like you're taking too many quarantine and chill naps, bro. Get your ass to work. Let's see here. And of course, I am joined in the box below me. Y'all know about his podcast. He's already leaked two exclusive episodes for you guys with Clock Manager Fantasy Football and the Fantasy Wire HQ. I will be live on the opening day, which could be moved up due to all this quarantine stuff. But ladies and gentlemen, no other than Jimmo the Icon.
Thank you for having me, sir. How are you guys? Jay Love. Jay fucking Love is here. Look at that. This is excellent. All right. Robbie, thank you again for having me on such short notice. With everything being quarantined, we'll get into my work here later, but please
steer
the ship, sir.
Yeah, let's definitely dive right into it. If you guys hear my son come up, I mean, you're used to my son coming up here anyways, but if my son comes around, yo, the kids are off. Jimmo, I know that your kids are off. It is what it is, guys, so we're gonna make today a family affair. Let's get right into it. Cheers to me, cheers to you, all the Rum Boys and girls. What to do, dilly dilly.
Where's the Capri Sun?
Right, turd? I should have brought one up for him. Let's dive right into it. Between last night and early this morning, the NFL has chosen to set our worlds ablaze. At least we have some type of entertainment. Stephon Diggs is now a Buffalo Bill. Jordan Love, do you want to kind of go ahead and give us the ins and outs of what happened there last night?
Yeah, so of course we all know about the tweet that Stephon Diggs made as soon as he heard about the Kirk Cousins extension. He said, it's time for some change. That, again, sparked the conversation. Is Stephon Diggs a hothead? Of course, he doesn't want to be in Minnesota. He's made that clear. So they ship him out of town. The Bills needing that wide receiver one, probably overpaid for him, especially if you want to compare it to the DeAndre Hopkins situation. D-Hop's only a year and a half older. He's 27 turning 28, and Diggs is 26 turning 27 this year. Of course, there was a player involved in that D-Hop trade, but the Texans got a second and a fourth, while the Bills gave up a first, a fourth, a fifth, and a sixth.
Yeah. Yeah, so
that's pretty much a whole draft class, and especially for a team that has taken advantage of these later round picks, that's very, very influential in their next few years.
So one of the questions that really just riddled me, and we'll go to Jimmo with this one. After hearing J Love review the ins and outs of the contract, do you feel like we play party or bullshit here on the Rum Boys Fantasy Network? Is this a party or is this bullshit for the Buffalo Bills for them to unleash as many picks as they did?
I mean, shit, man. I guess they're in a win now mode. You know, they have Josh Allen, who's a decent QB. He's much better than fucking Mitch Trubisky out there. Their defense is pretty solid. They do have some weapons on offense. I don't know. And Brady's gone. You know, so the AFC East now is what? Wide open, basically. I mean, if I were the GM, would I have unloaded all those picks for Diggs? No, probably not. I mean, it's Stephon Diggs. He's what? fantasy relevant wide receiver four, maybe.
I mean, if you want to count now, I mean, prior to this, absolutely the freak not. I mean, he was terrible unless you want to count towards the tail end of last year. I mean, Previous years, absolutely, you ride Diggs. I want to touch on this a little bit. I feel that very rarely do I call bullshit, but I'm calling bullshit on this one. Buffalo, why did you have to unload all of those picks in order to make this happen when you saw that earlier in the day DeAndre Hopkins went for significantly less to the Arizona Cardinals? Pretty much damn near nothing, in my opinion. David Johnson, the second rounder, whoop-de-fucking-do. Stephon Diggs is nowhere near the caliber, in my opinion, of what DeAndre Hopkins is. He goes to Buffalo opposite of John Smoke Brown. That's going to be very interesting. I think that this improves Josh Allen's fantasy relevance a little bit more. He was already fellas fantasy relevant in two quarterback leagues. You were looking at Josh Allen as a QB2, more than likely. Maybe low-end QB1. Now he's definitely mid QB1 for those of you guys out there that are looking at your fantasy quarterbacks. Does Stephon Diggs' draft stock improve? Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'd probably say that you could maybe move him in that same area of, you know, talk about this year's ADP, a DJ Shark, a Cortland Sutton. He could float right in that area. And I think that you'd be okay with the production that you're going to see. This guy is a 1,000-yard receiver, after all. Another thing that I wanted to dive into, you had mentioned Brady, Jimmo. Let's go ahead and talk about this. Because free agency frenzy at this point has pretty much became Brady watch. Let's see. Okay, yeah, that's breaking news about Vic Beasley. We'll get into the Vic Beasley thing in a little bit. This is all pretty much became Brady watch at this point. Colin Cowherd, as of about an hour ago, came out and stated an icon source, which I found ironic that we're having the icon on our show, stated that Brady to Tampa is pretty much definitely happening. It's like 98% chance that it's happening. Fellas, what are you guys making of this? We'll start with Jay Love.
I mean, I'm pretty much on board with it. I think this was everybody's most likely destination for Tom Brady. Knowing that the Chargers are in a spot to draft a quarterback while the Buccaneers aren't. They also probably have a little bit better weapons than Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. They add a running back, and they probably have a better offensive line. Actually, not even probably, definitely have a better offensive line. That was an issue going back to New England. That's the main issue in LA. I think it's a better fit for him. This will spark the Buccaneers probably to go more win now. I don't know. I mean, you're going to see him push forward this year and next year. They need a running back badly. They probably need another tackle. So they'll probably have to give up future assets and probably maybe even move on from a couple young players like Devin White to get better right now, try to give Brady that 7th chip.
Okay. Jimmo, we were texting at the ass crack hours of the morning.
Yes, we were.
You live in Massachusetts. I've seen videos of Bostonians going outside and just yelling to the high heavens as of why this is happening. What is the general reaction out there in your area?
It's really depressing out here. I mean, me being from Chicago, I can give two shits about the Patriots, to be honest with you. But I feel for everybody here. It is really depressing. I turned on the news, and the only thing on was Tom Brady announces that he's leaving the Patriots. Nothing about the virus, nothing about anything. I think we touched on that earlier this morning when we were chatting. But it was crazy. I mean, I couldn't imagine Brady, to be honest with you. And I see the guy on a regular basis, to be honest with you, with the rest of the team, because they stay at my place of employment every home game. So I got to know a few of them pretty good. And, you know, running into the guys all the time, I'm not being able to see, you know, this handsome son of a bitch anymore is going to suck, you know? But Brady to Tampa, I think, makes a lot of sense. They have a stellar receiving core. Who's their tight end over there? I can't catch.
OJ Howard.
Yeah, yeah. Brake, who I like a little bit better. And yeah, they do have a great line. Their defense, okay. They need that running back, though. Do you think now, does Devonta Freeman fit into that fold? I don't know. He is injury prone, but Melvin Gordon, yeah. There's talk of him going to Miami. I don't know.
Well, now that Miami has Jordan Howard, I don't know about that one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Howard went over there, which I actually like. I'm a big fan of Jordan Howard being a former Bear.
I mean, for the Jordan Howard signing, it makes a lot of sense considering that Miami's had some trouble with Kenyon Drake and Kalen Ballage, more of third down backs and receiving backs. You go to Jordan Howard, who's a power back, he's going to run it down your throat. So it's that switch of styles, which is why I saw them, if they were to take a running back in the draft, it would be Jonathan Taylor over DeAndre Swift, just because that style of running back they've had issues with. And now they switch it up, and hopefully it'll work for the best.
Now, Robbie, where are the Bucs picking in the draft anyway?
That's why actually we were about to defer right over to Jordan Love, our draft analyst. Jordan, you and I, we were talking before the show. I believe it's what, 14th?
It's 14th.
14th. Now, you were subscribing to the theory that no running backs are going in the first round.
I wouldn't say first round. Top 25 is locked. There's not going to be any running backs. We all know it's a devalued position. You can look at free agency. You can look at Derrick Henry being franchise tagged. It's a devalued position. You're not going to use a first-round pick on a position where it's replaceable, so you can wait to the second round and still get one of those top-tier guys.
So even with that being said, because right now all that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers need, let's act as if the nail is in the coffin. Brady is going to dirty-ass, swampy-ass, country-ass Florida, okay? Retirement home-ass Florida, which lines up great because he's going to be retiring in the next 3 to 4 years anyways, okay? I don't know what this whole TB12 diet, you know, if he's eating a lot of celery, maybe that's what's keeping him going. But, I mean, with that being said, you don't feel that adjusts the Bucs' outlook in the draft, Bruce Arians' outlook in the draft, in no shape, form, or fashion, because the only thing they need is a running back at this point. You have two tight ends. You have two great receivers.
Theoretically, if they wanted to draft a running back, I would expect them to trade back. I don't even foresee a chance they take a running back at 14. It doesn't make sense. DeAndre Swift, while probably, in my opinion, the best running back prospect in this class, doesn't even have a top 20 grade on my board. He is a first rounder at best. Jonathan Taylor, that same thing. Taylor's probably a second rounder just because of the fact he can't catch. And referring back to that Dolphins situation, the Bucs have had issues with these third down backs and Ronald Jones. Yeah. Peyton Barber. Well, Peyton Barber had a little bit of success. It's not what you want to see, especially when you're trying to make a championship run. So you're probably going to have to go Jonathan Taylor, in which you take that in the second round, and I expect him to be there at the second round with the 14th pick. Just because if I expect Swift to fall, as will Jonathan Taylor.
Okay. I mean, that's to be expected. If one is going to fall, then the combo of the two of Swift and Taylor would fall. Okay. I just wanted to see.
Todd Gurley. What if he ends up in Tampa Bay? I mean, he could get released, from what I hear.
That's too big of a contract. If they're spending this money on Brady, they can't cut him. They can't cut him. That cap hit's too big. They incur like a $30 million dead cap. It's not possible. It's pretty much the same thing as the David Johnson contract. Would incur more dead cap, and that would not allow you to make any moves now than if you just waited or traded him. That's why the Cardinals did trade David Johnson and not even think about the idea of cutting him. I don't think anybody wants that Todd Gurley contract. I don't see it. Especially if you're spending this money on Brady, which I'm guessing the contract is going to be $30 to $35 million. You're not going to have that money to spend on a running back. Do it in the draft or go out and look for one of those lower tier running backs who you can just find. Like, bring Peyton Barber back if you're uncomfortable and you want that security blanket. He was okay. And you gave the touches to Ronald Jones, and then he struggled. And then you referred back to Peyton Barber. He was good again. Bring him back as a security. You can keep Ronald Jones as, like, your third down running back if your top guy does happen to get hurt. But go into the draft and look there.
Oh, and I do now have confirmation. Phillip Rivers, sorry for this here. Breaking news.
$25 million.
Yep, $25 million for a year.
Yep.
A year.
He's going to retire.
Yep, and then he's going to retire. Let's talk about this, because I think that people know that fantasy football aside, just talking about regular football, I actually like Jacoby Brissett. I don't think that Brissett is that bad, as a lot of people want to make him out to be. I think he's one of those quarterbacks in the league that's fringe of being a starter. He should either be a starter or be always a thought of as an option. How do you feel about this? Let's start with Jimmo.
So Rivers just signed with the Colts, huh?
Yeah, 25 mil for 1 year.
I like that for him. I do like Brissett too, actually. I was a big fan of him. Again, New England guy, being out here and everything. I think that the Rivers signing is obviously going to help Hilton if he's healthy. Who else do they have over there, Taylor?
Oh,
Colts receiving, yeah. Who?
Eli Hilton, Brissett, Paris Campbell, who was just drafted last year.
Mm.
Dorsett, did you say?
Zach Pascal. No, Dorsett's not there. Yeah, Dorsett's in New England.
Not there. Who? What's his name?
Zach Pascal. Zach Pascal.
That's who I was thinking of. That's.
Yeah.
They remind me of each other.
And Jack freaking Doyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jack Doyle.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the tight end one there now?
Yeah, because Eric Ebron's a free agent. Yeah. Who they hate, which I don't understand. And there's something there that happened behind the scenes.
I don't think they like the fact that Ebron came in and was able to kind of beat him out of that starting position, kind of beat Jack Doyle out of that starting position. As much faith, like with Ursay, as he's the type of owner that once he puts faith in a guy, he's all in on you. We've seen this with Luck, even Jack Doyle. So I don't think that he liked the fact that Ebron came in, blew shit up, tore it up. It was like looking at Doyle, and there was that conversation of, well, who are they going to keep? Are they going to keep both? Yada, yada, yada. That's just me personally.
I think it's his work ethic. We saw the questions with it when he was in Detroit, and I think it kind of just carried over because you don't really change how hard you work. You don't one day wake up and say, oh, I'm just going to get this done. No, eventually you're going to fall off that wagon again. I think that's kind of what happened.
What are your takes on Marlon Mack now with Rivers under centering?
Rivers has always had a decent running back behind him, so I don't feel like Mack gets affected. I feel like because anyone and everyone that can type in a fucking link and type in Philip Rivers' name and knows how to spell can watch his film, watch it, sit back and be like, so yeah, this guy's only good for about 10 weeks worth of football at his age. With that being said, and with that being stated, I think that this helps Mac in a sense because Rivers can't push the ball down the field, so there's going to be a lot of running plays. A lot of running plays.
I don't really know about that. I think he's going to suffer from an issue that he had last year. Phillip Rivers has always relied on his arm, even though he has a really weird throwing motion. But he throws receivers open, and he expects them to get to that spot. He's developed chemistry with his receivers. He's going to have to do that again, even though they have T.Y. Hilton, who has done a great job with that. You saw with Andrew Luck. He's going to have to develop this relationship. He's going to have to find cues that he's going to develop with his receivers. And his arm is nowhere near what it was. Last year, we saw there was a couple throws that you could point to and say, okay, that's not necessarily his fault for the 16 or so interceptions he threw, but that's still 16 interceptions, and there's no way you can defend all of those. Turnover-prone quarterbacks don't result in wins.
How many games did the Colts win last year?
I believe it was eight.
Eight
or nine.
So are they winning more this year?
They'll win. They'll probably be able to at best. They'll win two more. They'll win two more. I want to bring something up here because I'm in a slow draft. I want to go ahead. Take this time out. I want to shout out to the Fantasy Football Show, the homie Schmitty over there, running the Battle of the Pimps. And I'm curious now, guys. It's a slow draft, 8 copies of each player. All of your top receivers are gone. So I'm pretty much looking at Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, Tyler Lockett, Hilton, Boyd, What happens to the Chargers? Me looking at the list of guys that I have remaining, what happens to the Chargers receiving core now that there's no Phillip Rivers, and we're looking at maybe a variation of Ty God or either, a.k.a. Tyrod, the Virginia Tech boy. Let's go VT Hokies. I got to shout out my VA guys. Or Easton Stick, who I interviewed last year. He showed some promise, you know, then they're just fucking around, you know, having workouts. What happens to these Charger receivers? Do you draft Charger receivers?
Yeah, I hate to break it to you. They have the sixth pick in this draft, who they can take either Jordan Love or Justin Herbert.
This is true.
At this point,
this is true. You're not breaking anything to me, but yeah.
They take a quarterback. I'm going to guarantee you they take a quarterback. And you look at Keenan Allen, 6'2", 6'3", receiver. Mike Williams, 6'4", 6'5", Hunter Henry. These are big-bodied receivers who know how to hype on a football. They come down. I'm not too worried about their receiver core. In all actuality, Keenan Allen has proven that when he's on the field, he is that guy. Mike Williams, he had a disappointing season last year because if he gets in that end zone, you're flipping that script when you're looking at him as a wide receiver too.
Mike Williams gets me at least 3 touchdowns last year. I'm like, oh, Mike Williams a god. At least 3 touchdowns. Right.
So he just needs to find that end zone, and that's when Phillip Rivers' turnover-prone issues come into question, is if he doesn't throw those picks. Is Mike Williams at fantasy relevant? He is. You look at Hunter Henry, he stopped up a lot of those touchdowns. It's going to look the same. I think Justin Herbert's going to come in there, provide this offense with a lot more down-the-field stretch. You're going to look at more abilities for Austin Ekeler in the flat. This offense is going to open up, especially if they take a quarterback with that sixth pick.
Okay, I like it. Where do you thinking so me thinking fantasy ADP? I don't know. I'm so scared about trusting a Chargers wide receiver, knowing that J Love, like you mentioned, yes, Jordan Love is absolutely out of Utah State. Your light skinned brother. fuck, I tried to make that joke with a straight face. Your light-skinned brother out of Utah State, your twin, even with them going to get him, just as a lot of people are trying to throw the comparisons out there, Jason Witten, now a Raider. He's a Raider. We'll talk about that and touch on that a little bit. I don't know if I trust drafting Chargers receivers. I'm going to be on the clock here in a couple of picks. And I'm thinking that Tyler Lockett is probably the safest bet for me here.
Who are the other receivers out there?
Juju, Devontae Parker, Keenan Allen, Allen Robinson, Amari Cooper, Tyler Boyd, Tyler Lockett, Stephon Diggs, Cortland Sutton.
Hey, call me crazy. I'd probably take Devontae Parker out of the
receivers. I don't know. I like
You're on
Allen
drugs.
Robinson.
You would like Allen Robinson.
I would like him.
Devontae Parker had that breakout year. He just got paid as long. Again, you refer to staying on the field and being healthy. That's Devontae Parker's issue. He's also going to get a better quarterback. That line's getting better. You saw how the Dolphins paid that money. So I go to Devontae Parker out of those receivers. That's just me.
Bring up Devontae Parker's numbers versus Allen Robinson's numbers and compare them.
Let's do that. Let's do that just for shits and giggles.
I'm Allen Robinson all day.
I'm honestly leaning towards like a reach here for either Stephon Diggs or Cortland Sutton.
Sutton, man.
Dude, Sutton.
Hey, Bob, what do you think, Sutton or Diggs?
Sutton in the third round. Sutton in the third round, because then I could come back around and I can either go A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin in the fourth round, or I have him. Yeah, I got a multitude of the different things I could do in the fourth round. I think that reaching for Sutton in the third, or even going to get Diggs with him being on a new team, I'm okay with this. I missed out on all the other receivers that I would normally get.
Yeah, last year, Allen Robinson had 98 catches for 1,147 yards with 7 touchdowns. Devontae Parker had 72 catches for 1,200 yards and 9 touchdowns.
Hey, now.
With Ryan Fitzpatrick as quarterback.
Well, shit.
Give me Ryan Fitzpatrick over Mitch any day.
Okay. That's a little OD.
Come on. You can take Mitch and keep him.
Let's also had a better running game, which would allow you to.
Yeah. Let's keep it rocking. Let's keep it rocking and on pace with some of the breaking news here that we've been talking about. Jason Witten's old ass, who definitely belongs in a rocker. Yo, Hoodie Gang Dante live streams. Man, you got to get a Pirate Gang hoodie, bro. If you the Hoodie Gang, mine should be coming in the mail like any hour now.
Four Brooklyn Nets players. Tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to go the whole show without bringing that up. I was realistically trying to go the whole show without bringing it up. Yeah. Let's keep it going on a fucking brighter note. You guys are already quarantined. We know that the whole world is quarantined. We'll tell our quarantine stories at the end of the show wrapping up. But I really, really I want to try and keep everyone on the good foot. But for 1 year, $4.75 million deal for Jason Witten, 16 seasons with the Cowboys, fourth in NFL history. What do you guys think of this? Him opposite of Darren Waller, they can go two tight end spread now. Jimmo, I'll start with you.
It's Jason Witten. I think he's just a year or two older than me, maybe. Who knows?
Holy fuck, Jimmo. That's not helping Jason Witten's case here. We're close to the same age.
I like the move for Oakland. Or, I'm sorry, not Oakland, Vegas. I've always been a big Witten fan. He is consistent. He's reliable. What more can you ask for in a tight end? I mean, he ain't putting up numbers. I wish my Bears would have went after Witten rather than Jimmy fucking Graham. Why? I don't know. But yeah, I like the Witten signing to the Raiders.
Fuck yeah, I'm with it. Jordan Love. Jason,
I want to refer back to the Cowboys in this situation. Why do they pay Blake Jarwin $8 million a season and rather pay their guy who played his whole career there $5 million? Makes no sense. Brian Bulaga. Are you serious?
Yep, Brian Bulaga to the Chargers. I'll get the report on that. Let's keep with the Witten reaction first.
Yeah. Again, I don't understand why Dallas is so stupid. Dallas overpaid for a backup tight end rather than playing one of the greatest tight ends we've ever seen. While he is older, he still showed those viable hands last year with Dak Prescott, which is very, very hard. So it just doesn't make sense. Good for the Raiders. They get that backup tight end that they need because Darren Waller, I doubt he's able to repeat the season he had, but, you know, it's the Cowboys just being stupid, and I'm going to keep referring to that.
Yeah. Not as Carr still. Is he going to be star the rest of the way, or is Magic Marcus going to take over at some point and pull a Tana?
Call that motherfucker Magic Marcus.
Knowing how much John Gruden hates Derek Carr, I wouldn't rule it out.
Let me just, so now that you just, we're going to make this a fucking thing right now. Now that Mariota is in Vegas, his new name is Magic Marcus. That will be his new nickname per Jimmo the Icon. Here's why. Listen, guys, this man came from an excellent, excellent family in Hawaii. One of my good buddies has had the opportunity of meeting the Mariota family. Has told me great stories and great things about the Mariota family. Your child is definitely wearing green, I can tell.
The baby girl.
Hi. Do you see that you're just a floating head?
Right.
Happy St. Patty's Day, sweetie.
Thank you. Focus.
Mwah. No, dude, we're, I mean, everyone but Jay Love here has kids. I'm practically fucking old enough to be Jay Love's dad, so it's cool. But with that, fuck, what was I saying? But yeah, his name is now Magic Marcus. Like I said, I've had great stories. from a good colleague of mine who shared me amazing stories about how awesome the Mariota family is. But with that being said and with that being stated, Vegas is going to corrupt this young man from Oregon to good old Nashville to now dirty, raw Vegas, baby. I'm excited to see Mariota step up as backup or either play in a QB2, by committee type of role. But yeah, Jason went into Vegas, party it up, old man. That's the perfect place to go when you're old as fuck. You got the name of the fact that, hey, what's good, girl? I'm the fourth best tight end in NFL history. You know, if I'm winning, I'm looking forward to everything but being a Raider.
Who's 3-4? Or 2-3? Tony Gonzalez number one.
Yeah, it'd be Gonzalez. It'd probably be Gonzalez. Well, they have him ranked here as fourth on ESPN. It'd be Gonzalez, Gronk.
I'll go for Whitney. I know he's more dominant during the time he played, but he's gonna take him.
Dude, I don't know. Look, I don't make up the fucking stats, J Love. You have Google next to you. Look, he's a fourth amongst tight ends in NFL history. There's nothing that I can do about that stat. That stat was posted. Get on the ESPN producers. Why are you on me about this?
Okay, so look, you know how you're reacting about this now? This is how I feel, okay?
It's my job to get on you. It makes for great TV. Well, YouTube or Sportscaster. Or wherever you guys are listening to the Run Boys Fantasy Network. Yeah, streaming. It makes for great streaming. Let's get into the next piece of breaking news here. Vic Beasley to the Titans. He leaves Atlanta. To me, it seems like Tennessee is doing everything right this free agency season. Aside from how they did Derrick Henry, the Titans seem to be doing everything right.
Oh, wow.
I need to take a sip of my beer anyway, so go ahead. I will let you have a fit.
First of all, I think they overpaid Tannehill. I know he had a great season. I think they overpaid him. I would have given him a 1 or 2 year deal instead of a 4 year deal. They needed to pay Derrick Henry. He was the offense. He's the reason that Ryan Tannehill looked good. You're going to pay Vic Beasley 9.5 guaranteed and up to $12 million. He's overpaid. He was cut by the team that drafted him for a reason, and they didn't want to pay him $8 million where he was drafted and what he was due this season. It's an overpay. It's stupid. I know they're in need for an edge rusher opposite of Harold Landry. They overpaid.
So part of your bullshit.
What?
Is it part of your bullshit? Is what the Titans did part of your bullshit?
I don't like any of it, to be honest.
So it's bullshit.
They chose
cool.
The wrong person. They chose the wrong person to pay.
There we go. Jimmo. I like it. You have some validation here with what you've stated, so I'm actually not gonna be pissed this time.
What's the most important position in football?
Quarterback.
Who do the Titans pay?
Their quarterback.
And running back life in the NFL, what, 3-5 years maybe?
Facts.
I think they're doing the right thing. Derrick Henry's a beast, don't get me wrong, but, you know, Tannehill, yeah, he had a great season last year. Miami didn't do so much. I like the moves that Tennessee's doing. I think they're building something very special over there.
Look, he grabbed his phone, he's like, fuck this. Fuck both of these guys.
Sorry, J-Love, I'm just kind of replacing Justin here, because we have to disagree on stuff.
Cheers,
I love you, brother.
Rushing leader last year, Ryan Tannehill, came in and replaced a guy who was starting ahead of him. I don't understand paying him that long-term contract. Again, the running back life, after they hit 30, done. Derrick Henry's 26. Right. Give him the contract after he's done with that contract. Fine. Kick him to the curb. It's whatever. Tannehill's over 30. He just had his first great year. I'm gonna excuse what you said about the Dolphins, though. He was not too good. Adam Gase was his head coach, which makes sense. Adam Gase sucks.
Adam Gase was his head coach for the portion of Tannehill's career that you're old enough to remember.
What?
You heard me. You heard me.
Adam Gase sucks as a head coach.
He does suck as a head coach. But Tannehill for a hot minute there in Miami.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I get it. He got the Dolphins to the playoffs in like 2011. I remember.
I'm just saying.
I'm not 12, okay? I probably was when he got him to the playoffs, but yeah. It is what it is.
That was a good one. I like that. I like that.
What's your take on this, Robbie?
Dude, so for me, it's a party in Tennessee. I don't like that they paid Vic an extra million than what the Falcons were going to close on, or what the Falcons could have closed on. Like J-Love did mention, I mean, 8 mil, 9.5, you gave him a whole mil and a half more. When you talk money, I mean, an extra mil, that's tipping the cap for a player like Vic Beasley. You're right, Jimmo. There's no need for us to be going out here and top shelfing running backs. Me personally, I feel like, people that are running out top shelfing running backs in terms of pay are losing their fucking minds. There's yet to be a running back in the modern era since Emmitt Smith, honestly, that's really proven to us that they could be dominant and dominant and dominant and dominant year after year after year. Emmitt Smith was, to me, in my generation, was the last one that really showed that the body can hold up and really defined at the running back position what the human body can take in terms of punishment. So I feel like they did the right thing with Derrick Henry, especially as big of a size that Derrick Henry is. If Derrick Henry can go ahead and repeat this year what he did last year because he didn't do it his previous two seasons, then this is fucking spot on and this is great. Then yeah, next year you go ahead and you pay Derrick Henry. Tannehill wasn't that bad, hasn't necessarily been that bad. He has been serviceable and he got them to the playoffs. You had to pay him. Tennessee, I feel like, is doing all the right things. I like what Tennessee is doing. I am in love with what Tennessee is doing, actually. Me personally.
Very good.
Yeah, the Bulaga contract just came out. It's 3 years, $30 million.
I was about to... Yeah.
Also, there is another thing that we need to bring up that Adam Schefter tweeted out. Mikel Roby Coleman, the most famous PI ever. His contract was not picked up by the Rams, which does free up some cap space, which could allow them maybe, to refer back to what Gemma was saying, you could cut Todd Gurley because you're saving this $9 million, but then that leaves you a hole with that second CB spot aside of Jalen Ramsey. So,
yeah, I'm interested to see. I mean, you know, no Roby Coleman on that side. More of an interesting thing that I'm in. I mean, in the Rams, that actually frees up some cap space. I want to see who they go after in free agency to fill up that other side, or if they try and solve that in the draft. More interesting enough,
draft,
is there going to be a market for Roby Coleman, given the most controversial PI in NFL history on his record?
Hey, he got away with it. But, no, there is going to be a spot for him. He's a guy who can play both the slot and the boundary. He's proven it. Again, I don't think he'll get paid. I think $5 to $6 million a year for a slot corner is more than fine for him. A team like the Cardinals, the Chargers, the Jets, the Browns, they all need these third corners. I could see a team like that picking him up and just sending a flyer, maybe a 1 or 2 year deal just to get him plug and play.
I like it. You went nice. Nick Howard went Diggs in Battle of the Pimps. Nice. So I may go opposite of what you did, Nick, just to balance out our opportunities and our chances of winning. I may go Sutton. Jimmo, how are you feeling, brother?
I'm doing great, man. I'm actually reading more about this Robert contract for my Bears.
Yeah, let's touch on some of these other contracts throughout the early half of the morning.
$70 million.
Who?
Quinn.
Oh, ooh. Really?
Yeah, and the guy's what, 30-something years old?
He's 20.
He's still kind of a force, what I'm reading here. But, I mean, releasing Leonard Floyd today, I was okay with, you know, being a Bears fan. I mean, he really didn't do too much. I mean, a lot of high expectations for him. It just didn't pan out. Adding Quinn to our defensive line, or the Bears defensive line, I think it's going to be a
pretty good boost with Mac out there and Roquan Smith going into what, his third year, I think. Yep. Mm-hmm. So I like the pieces on defense. I mean, that's been Bears football forever, is defense. And, you know, if we can get a quarterback who can, you know, manage the game, so to say, we'd be all right.
You overpaid Robert Quinn.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot.
Yeah.
As for cutting Leonard Floyd, I expected it. It was a $13 million cap hit, so
a lot of money. Now. Did anyone feel like that Miss McClaskey offset what letting go Floyd by getting Quinn?
Floyd was off the books after this year, which means they couldn't just let him walk, but they cut him to save the $13 million.
Right.
By turning that $13 million this year into Robert Quinn, I would understand if it was $13 million. 70 divided by 5, that's 13, so the contract pretty much measures out this year. Going into the future years, that's $14 million a season for 4 more years, which I don't like. And he's going to be 30, I believe, this year. I know he's 29 right now.
When he's May.
He'll be 30 in 2 months. So,
okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, hopefully it pans out. We'll see. But other than that, it's something. Touching back real quick, I'm sorry, guys, is this Tom Brady thing.
No worries.
Oh, cheers, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, Capri
cheers,
Sun, bro. Yeah, Jordan, get your Kool-Aid.
Wherever Brady goes, AB follows suit.
AB is going to get blackballed.
It's an interesting topic.
It's an interesting topic, a topic nonetheless. Part of me feels like, okay, I've always said it on this show that AB's not coming back. And I know why you bring this up, Jimbo. For those of you guys that don't know, everyone that's checking us out, make sure you guys subscribe to the channel, like, comment, all that good stuff. Make sure you definitely follow us on Sportscaster. We are live on Google, Apple, Spotify, all that good stuff. For those of you guys that don't know, me and Jimbo's relationship developed throughout the fantasy football circuit on Twitter. He noticed that I was covering the AB story very closely, and he's actually kind of close with the AB camp. So that's why Jimbo does bring this up. I don't think that he gets back into the league. I'm sorry, brother. I do greatly, greatly respect that you posed the question. Now, if you want me to put some numbers on this, 70-30. 70% chance AB is out the league, 30% chance because Brady goes wherever he may go. And if Brady especially goes to LA, where they can maybe wiggle in at getting another receiver because they don't already have two dominant guys like Evans and Godwin, I could very well see AB slithering his way into that scenario. They've been retweeting and tweeting each other, so maybe.
I mean, imagine that trio in Tampa, though, if AB gets his head on right, you know what I mean? With Brady throwing the ball. That's deadly right now.
I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening. Just me personally, it's just too many behavioral issues and too much of a social media scandal that's waiting to happen. AB is a prime example of when Dave Chappelle was acting out as Rick James in one of his skits back in the day.
Oh, my God.
And he said, and he was like, the NFL is the couch, okay? And AB is Rick James. Fuck, yo, couch, nigga. And then when Rick James is crawling out after Eddie Murphy and Charlie beat the fuck out of his legs and they dead leg him, and he's crawling out and he's like, should have never gave you niggas money. That's the NFL to AB. I can act out the skit, but I'm just saying.
Look,
AB,
Antonio Clown can stay as far away from the sport I want to pursue a career in. I want that man out of my life. I want him done, gone, capiche, bye.
What's he done to you? What's he done to you?
I lost sleep over this man, okay?
Yo. Hey, for real, though, when, like, AB started going crazy, like, this whole staff was on fucking, like, we went from monitoring a league to just a player. Got us, don't get me wrong, like, we, the the fruits of our labors were well received. But gosh, like when we have those breaking stories like that, not fun.
It's gold for you guys. It's gold, though. You
know? It is gold. It is gold. As a reporter, it's gold. Right. It pays the bills.
Like, look. It's fool's gold because it comes with a price. Like, I don't know.
Like, I don't want to sit here and watch this live of him cursing at his wife.
It's pretty funny. I was talking to my wife this morning after seeing the news about Brady and then Kyle Van Noy, another good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Going to Miami. And I was telling her today, I was like, listen, everybody that kind of get in contact with this Patriots organization is gone. First AB, now Kyle Van Noy. Tom Brady, I've had, you know, a few interactions with and in the elevator and everything. And I'm like, I'm like the Black Plague for the Patriots, man.
Yo, yeah, I was about to say, every single source that you have from inside the organization, yeah, they all went to Florida.
in a good way or a bad way.
Which, by the way, guys, yeah, when I stated earlier in the show about how nasty Florida is, I really meant that shit. So for any viewers that watch us and listen to us from Florida, I want you to know that I love and I respect you and I appreciate you and I don't want you to hate me. But just know that your whole state smells like a swamp. Except Miami. I love Miami. I will go to Miami or Fort Lauderdale or Tampa any day.
I'll be back in just a minute, gentlemen. What do I hit here, Robbie? Do I just leave?
You can leave it right there. You are right there. You are fine. Okay. I can do everything on my end.
All right, I'll just mute the mic on my end so you don't hear the kids.
Yep, mute the mic and just leave your logo up. Let the people look at your beautiful logo.
J-Lo, where the fuck is a Capri Sun, man? Come on, buddy. What do we got today?
Yo, he's like, I got water.
Cheers, sir.
J-Love with the coronavirus outbreak, he's on his Young Dolph flow. Came outside today, bottles, water. let's get into the next piece of news. Interesting things happening in your neck of the woods, J-Love. Carolina. Yeah,
Cam Newton.
Yeah, who would have thought that we'd be talking heavy Carolina Panthers news on our show?
Yesterday, I thought the Panthers would be making moves.
Well, but we've mentioned Carolina. Like, let's be real. On this show, in the last year and a half, when have we ever given Carolina airtime, realistically?
When they were, like, 5-2 after Kyle Allen came in. He won 5 straight. Christian McCaffrey. DJ Moore. Curtis Samuel. Luke Kuechly retiring. There's a lot of guys who you can mention from the Panthers. There's been a lot of moments. And here's just another one. And again, it's bad.
our Carolina fan base.
Curtis Samuel, CMC, DJ Moore. Cool. Good moments. Luke Kuechly retired. You went 0-2. Then you got a good 5-2. Okay, I'll lose. Then you lost 9 straight. It's what happens, okay? Carolina, you suck. You need some difference, okay? Cam Newton's getting traded. It's going to happen. They're probably going to have to endure some of that.
Do you believe that in the NFL, history repeats itself?
It does. It truly does.
Carolina Panthers fans, are you ready for me to piss off the old Carolina Panthers fans?
Don't say this is Jake DeLome 2.0.
This is Jake DeLome 2.0. Exactly. Exactly how Carolina did Jake DeLome after him getting y'all to a Super Bowl. Y'all took a little bit longer to do it, Cam, because I think like right after Jake had one more or two more seasons and they got rid of Jake.
How did I know you were going to go there? How did I know?
So really quick, I'm a huge Jake DeLome fan. Like Jake DeLome snapped back in the day. Like, he had that one really good year where it was just like, you could not stop Jake DeLome. You could not stop me on Madden with Jake DeLome back in the day. Me with Jake DeLome was unstoppable, bro. And then life halted. And then the Carolina Panthers went from being that expansion team that just blew up out of nowhere to sucking. And then they get I Still Laptops and Flip Them Out of Windows Cam Newton.
Yeah,
And then from there, Cam does amazing. MVP of the league, rushing league, yada, 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 as a quarterback, yada, yada, yada. And now, Cam Newton, I'm thinking, is going to either A, end up as a Chicago fucking Bear.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Or B, he ends up wherever with what team does not take Brady.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think he very much so does likely end up as a Chicago Bear. And it's ironic that Teddy Bridgewater was thinking about going to Chicago, but didn't go to Chicago because he got the same offer, but didn't go because he didn't think he was going to have a fair chance at the starting spot because they thought they were going to show some bias to Mitch Trubisky. Which makes me question, does that mean that the Panthers, as a signing pitch, told Teddy Bridgewater they were going to move on from Cam Newton?
No, because no. Let me, all right, so I have been tracking this shit actually closer than what I realistically should have. And which is, once again, really weird because the Panthers get no airtime on this fucking show. Like, the Panthers never get airtime on this show.
Consistent airtime. They do get moments.
They get moments. They don't get consistent airtime, point blank. Like, we could do more for the Panthers fans out there, and we just neglect them. With that being stated, this is completely mishandled from Matt Rhule. I blame Matt Rhule the most, not the Panthers organization. Because you told Cam a week ago, and I reported a week ago, we going to stick by your side, brother. We got you. It's daps and hugs and shoulder shrugs. We all good. And now here I am a week later reporting that you're moving on past Cam Newton and Teddy Bridgewater is the guy after 5 games in Drew Brees' absence, hasn't won a playoff game or hasn't been in a playoff scenario since being back in Minnesota. I am disappointed in the Panthers organization. Panthers, you wanted some fucking airtime on the Run Boys Fantasy Network? Well, here the fuck it is. I dislike you right now. I greatly dislike you right now. The way that you did Cam Newton, it is absolutely monstrous. Monstrous. There's not a need for you to move on past Cam Newton yet. Now that you're choosing to, I hope Cam Newton go. If you guys don't sign Brady, I hope that you sign Cam Newton. I hope that Cam Newton is...
I think Cam Newton's going to be a Bear. I think
Cam Newton's going to be a Bear.
They'll probably get like a third round pick for him. I don't see Cam Newton's value being sky high. The Panthers are probably going to ask for more. They won't get it. I mean, what else can you say? It's Carolina. And yeah, I ripped. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Cam hasn't been healthy since he got in that car accident.
Well, speaking of health, I mean, I think that's one of the main reasons why Carolina said, hey, listen, we're going to trade you. Because they know the ins and outs of the business. We're speculating here. But I bet you they don't feel like Cam's healthy yet.
He hasn't.
There's still something up with him.
I've never seen a quarterback in the NFL put so much of their body into trying to throw a ball on a 10-yard out.
Yeah. I mean, I want to bring up
Slap Yourself's point right here. I want to bring up this point.
Hey.
Cam was one of the most prolific and electrifying, excuse how I'm about to put this, and I don't usually do this on this show, black quarterbacks to burst on the scene at the era and at the time of which he did. He was definitely not and has not ever gotten the calls as a Aaron Rodgers, a Tom Brady. Even when Tony Romo was in the league, Tony Romo wasn't even getting the same calls as those other two that I just mentioned, you know, because he was on a lesser stature of play from those other two. This is a problem. The fact that a quarterback can't last and can't stay healthy because refs aren't giving the same calls to guys. This Cam Newton situation.
That's true. I mean, I agree with you. It is. I mean,
Mitch does not get the same calls as Tom Brady.
Nobody's going to get the same calls as Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. They're the greatest quarterback. They're, like, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. The NFL is going to want to protect them. The NFL wants to protect their moneymakers. It is what it is. But I'm not just going to say this is a racial thing.
Cam, I think at one point, or still is, a moneymaker for the NFL.
Yes.
Look at him.
Yes. I mean, if Cam comes back.
Okay, but look. Do you think... I'm not even going to ask that question.
I mean, I'm not trying to make it that, but at the same time, I am trying to state that, like, let's bring some fucking awareness.
Okay, yeah. But look, we saw Pat Mahomes get some calls last year. We saw Lamar Jackson get some calls last year. We even saw it with Kyler Murray.
Because the league has changed.
The league has changed, but going back to when Cam Newton was a good quarterback, we also saw it with Andrew Luck. It's just their style of play during that era. The NFL wasn't prepared for it. They didn't know what to do with it. Cam Newton was... kind of fell victim to that, and so did Andrew Luck. We saw his career come to an end, and sadly, I've said it before, I think Cam Newton is sadly going to follow suit within the next year or two.
What I feel is that with this current era, and now that we've talked about and we brought up Cam Newton's injury history, once again, completely not, you know, that type of thing that we're trying to make it, but what I am trying to bring up is that this is the era of quarterback play that we are in. That rule, or the rules that were set in place that were protecting the pocket passer, have significantly and greatly and gravely have to change for the sake of the guys that we love to watch on a daily basis. Josh Allen, a mobile QB. Okay? Kyler Murray, fairly mobile QB, actually. I'm not even going to say semi. He's actually fairly mobile. I want to see these guys play.
Very mobile, but stays in the pocket.
Lamar Jackson, Mahomes. Mahomes has the ability to be mobile, but has pocket presence. I want to see these guys last and become the next Brady's. NFL, now that Brady is at the tail end of his career and is going to be playing for someone else, he's going to do exactly what Favre, Montana, all the greats that had to go to a different team to collect their money at the tail-ass end of their careers have had to do. And what that's going to mean is that these rules need to change for the new premier player, because what was considered the premier player is no longer the premier player. Brady, at best, is still a top 15 QB in the league. What about the other 15 guys ahead of him that are playing in RPO systems?
Okay, but you have to take the fact that he's where to go. Like, he's considered the GOAT. Like, you have to look at their legacy that they've left behind.
I just wanted to bring it up. I'm interested where Cam Newton lands. My odds, if I were to, I am a betting man. If I was a betting man, if I'm a betting man, Jimmo, in the next couple hours, the next 2 to 3 hours, you're going to be lighting an Irish car bomb.
I'm going to be buying a Cam Newton jersey. That's what I'm going
to
be doing.
If Newton goes to the Bears, Bears improve by one win from the previous season.
Ooh. And what are they winning last year? 6, 7 games?
Seven.
You guys can make it. You guys can make 8, you can make the playoffs with this new CBA.
Right. Let's go ahead and make a wager.
That's pushing it a little bit.
All right. If Cam Newton goes to Chicago, they're going to win the division.
Jay Love, can I get you to check up on Ian Rappaport for me? Can I get an Ian Rappaport?
Okay. We'll just confirm. Yep.
Yep. Go to Ian. I'm going to go to Adam.
Yeah.
Ian Rappaport's been confirmed. It's here.
What's the latest from Ian?
Ian Rappaport, as of a minute ago, DJ Reader has been signed to the Cincinnati Bengals, a 4-year, $53 million deal, which would top the recent market that was just broken by Javon Hargrave. This would be the highest paid nose tackle in NFL history.
Okay, so
who the fuck is that guy? Hold on.
DJ Reader, former Bronco. Okay.
No.
He used to play for the Broncos?
Texan.
Oh, Texas. The Broncos were pushing for him. Broncos were pushing for him. My fault.
Yeah. You know those tackles?
Yeah. 350-pound nose tackle.
And as I get you guys the latest from Schefter, the only thing I have is Jocenia Anderson, who I greatly trust. If you guys are not following Jocenia Anderson, she is a damn good reporter and probably one of the best in the last 4 or 5 years. Outside of that, I do not have any more updates. So now we just have speculation. Where does Jameis Winston end up if Brady does close and finalize with Tampa Bay?
Oh, hold on. Time out. Let's go back to our wager. If Cam Newton signs with Chicago, they are winning the division.
Yeah, Minnesota's fucked at this point. Detroit is about to lose big play Slay.
I'm still rocking Green Bay in that division.
All right, let's put our money where our mouth is.
I'm going Chicago, and if Cam Newton signs, put me down for 11 games.
11?
11, motherfucker. 11. I said it. Did I stutter? Do I sound like Joe? From 50 okay. Cent song?
Okay, yeah, you didn't stutter, but you just sound crazy, so I had to make sure that's
what okay. J-Love, what are we betting?
This motherfucking Nick Howard!
I'll send you cases, like 10 cases of Capri Sun to your house.
Here's the thing. When Jimmo says that he will bet you and he will send you something, he will literally bet you and send you just that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
This motherfucker is crazy. Like, Jimmo, hold on. Jimmo is the craziest fucking Twitter follow that you will ever have. And crazy in a really fucking good way.
Yeah.
Like, in a really good way. Yeah. Hey.
I don't even drink Capri Suns, though. That's just... What do you
like? Sprite? Pepsi? Coke? Which one? Seltzer water? I don't know.
I'm going to get a beer. Y'all two have fun. Oh, my God. I'll be right back.
Come on, I want to say, if the Bears don't win the division, and now they have to have Cam Newton.
Okay, look, if you get Cam Newton, let's start off with that.
Sure, if we get Cam Newton, the Bears are winning the division.
No, I'm still going to rock out with the Packers.
All right, what am I sending you then, if the Bears don't win the division with Cam Newton?
What do you want?
I don't know what you like, man. Do you want a racing llama? I got a few of those. I got a pony.
It's
you gotta take care of these animals, though, man. It's a lot of love and care. Is it real?
Yeah, it's real. She's just always asleep.
What's her name?
Magna.
Beautiful dog, set. Alright. You want me to send you, like, a bird or something? You want a parakeet?
I'm good.
Okay. We'll work out the logistics later, but...
Yeah, we'll work out the logistics behind the scenes.
Definitely. But, Bears are definitely winning the division if Cam Newton's there.
Hey, I took the Packers this past year. People called me crazy. I'm going to rock out with them. I saw that defense grow. I'm not going to hate
their defense. Their defense did well. And, yeah, me being a big Packer hater.
I fucking hate the Packers.
Hey, look.
Fuck the Packers.
I had the same debate with Robbie. And Ty Boogie was sitting in your same exact shoes saying, well, if we do this, then we're going to win the division. Little did he know, even if a couple of those things happened, it didn't work out.
All right, well, if the Bears do win the division with Cam Newton at quarterback, I would like J-Love to donate an X amount of money or time to a animal shelter.
Cool.
Okay. All right. I'll do the same on my end, and I'm still gonna send you a case or two of Capri Sun, whichever flavor you like, Pacific Cooler, and whatever other shit they have out there. All right, Neil.
Jake, don't start that. Oh my God.
J Love, I will fucking J Love, I know what you really like. I will send you a personal piece, and you know what I mean. Of any. Price, I will give you a personal piece of glass. What did you pick, the Bears?
What? I took the Packers.
Took the Packers? You're taking the Packers? If the Packers outduel the Bears this season, I will send you a custom piece. And you can get blazed as much as you want to.
Say no to drugs, sir.
I'm gonna send him an Arizona Cardinals piece.
I am a Christian child.
Dude, he is so good. Watch this. J-Love, where's your drawer?
I'm on my phone. I'm a Christian kid.
I love it. I love it. Me and Jim are sitting here with you, and we're just like, man, we hope our kids don't get old enough to fucking be on his level.
I am a Christian child.
We haven't heard any news in terms of like really special teams players. I want to go ahead and go over my team really quick. Fuller, Kendall Fuller. Not the other famous Kendall. This the second famous Kendall in the world. Kendall Fuller from the Super Bowl winning Chiefs is back with the Washington Redskins. How do we feel about this in the cornerback market?
Kendall Fuller?
Yeah.
What was the contract back in late get?
I do not have... let me get the contract details. Let's just kind of go over how we feel about this. I mean, he is one of the premier corners in this league right now.
Four-year 40, so he got 10 mil a season. I think that's very underpaid, even though he was more of a slot guy.
Jimmo.
Connor, I hate you. He's underpaid. He's more of a slot guy. James Bradbury got, I think it was 15 a year. I wouldn't see something similar along the lines for Kendall Fuller. I think it's a great deal for the Redskins getting him back on that cheap deal. They need corners, good slot. They need to find their boundaries. Jimmy Moreland possibly could be that guy because he showed flashes last year, especially early on in the season. Does hurt the corner market, especially for these slot guys.
As for the 40 mil, four years, 40 mil.
Yeah, I said that. I just looked it up real quick. That's cheap. Robbie, that is cheap. I don't know why you're
not when we could have gone and get big play Slay.
Okay, big play Slay's on like 16.
Yeah. I would have taken the lesser years for the bigger guy, for the better guy.
Slay, you have to trade for Slay. Slay is not a free agent. So you have to give up that value. You keep your guy
True.
Who's been there for a few years, knows the system, is gonna continue.
We don't have a lot of value to really give up.
Besides draft picks, and what are you gonna give up for Slay? Do you wanna give up a second round pick for Darius Slay?
No, we're not in a position right now, and that's another thing I wanted to bring up with the Redskins, because a lot of Redskins fans are pissed off. We did make a push for Amari Cooper last night. We don't have the tangibles that other teams are asking. It's not that we cannot do. It's that we can't do. We can't give away. We gave away so much many years ago in our RG3 deal. We gave away so much in our previous deal last year, you know, to be able to move around, get Haskins and shit. We don't have money. Like, we have the money. We have the cap space to pay guys. And if money was just a straight up exchange, then we could get shit popping. There was no way that we were gonna pay $105 to Amari for fucking 4 or 5 years. Like, that, we just weren't gonna do that. You know.
You thank Dan Snyder for that, for spending all your money. Who was that, Albert Haynesworth?
That's before, we're also still hurting from that. That's before Haynesworth, that's before we got reins on Dan Schneider. Now we have reins on Dan Schneider. We got like a BDSM choker leash around that motherfucker. It's where he's like, ah! Like, he gets excited really quick. He's like, ah, I can't do it.
Pause.
What? Y'all got the joke though, right? We got the joke. Did we all get the joke?
No, we got it, but pause.
No one else is using chokers? Mad Max, society is ending. Get used to wearing chokers, guys. Look, Jimbo's like, I can't have nothing to say. I got my kids around. He's like, motherfucker, my wife can... He's like, my wife can hear me.
So, moving on, Darquez Dennard was signed by the Jaguars. Former first rounder, was considered a bust, proved it over the past 2 years to be a pretty good corner. Don't know the money yet, but he signed, so let's talk about that.
J-Love, we have 20 minutes on air, and you brought up the fucking Jags?
Wow. What about Matt Breida? Matt Breida news. We got some Matt Breida news.
Do we?
What?
Matt Breida, 49ers extended second round tender to restricted free agent Matt Breida.
Okay, so nobody's going to sign him.
They're keeping him. So it's a jumbled backfield again
They're probably going to cut Jerick McKinnon as soon as they know he's healthy and he's going to pass the physical.
Well, I want to bring this up.
It's going to be RB by committee.
I want to bring this up because Raheem Mostert is popping up on an ADP, early-ass ADP. People are, like, trying to tell, not me, because I'm not stupid. I didn't mean that to any other show that listens to my show. But there are shows out there, I'll go ahead and fucking say it now, there are shows out there that are literally telling people, yeah, go get Raheem Mostert. You're drafting Raheem Mostert. I want to let anyone and everyone fucking know that listens to the Run Boys Fantasy Network that you are not drafting a single 49ers running back. You're treating them the same way. You're treating them the same way that they are, that you treated them last year, game by game, redheaded stepchild. What?
It's like drafting a Patriots running back.
Dude, I hate people that are like Sony Michel. What?
No, at this point, that's like drafting a Redskins running back. They're all in that same group for me.
Whoa!
What you think Darius Geis is gonna stay healthy?
No, I don't. I didn't like that you had to. I didn't like that you had to use my team. I didn't like that you had to use my team.
He'll be a top 15 running back, I think.
I don't like that you had to use my team to make the same fucking comparison and to use the same analysis. You use my team and put them in the... You're right. You're right. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm not saying that you're wrong, but it hurt my feelings.
Hey, look. Y'all used the David Johnson contract on me a few times, so you know I got to reciprocate that.
Like, you give two fucks what happens with David Johnson right now.
I actually do. David Johnson's one of my favorite players. I don't care. I want him to
I love David Johnson.
I want him
You know what David Johnson got me? Do you know what David Johnson, the one time that I ever owned David Johnson, you know what he got me? Third place. Fuck David Johnson.
Oh, okay.
And he was the sole reason because he injured his wrist while me competing for a championship.
He hurt his wrist first game, so... That don't really add up.
No, that was the second time he hurt his wrist. The first time. The very first time that I had
The first time he hurt his wrist and missed the whole season because he hurt it within like 3 minutes of the game.
Okay, the season before that, he had an injury.
No, he didn't. No, before that, it was his knee. We're talking about the Cardinals.
Oh, I'm sorry. His bum-ass knee. Now he has knees. He didn't have fucking... Now he just has no wrist.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. At least get it right about the injury, dang. You want to talk about Darius Geis? Oh, lower body is just screwed. There you go.
Duh, am I telling anyone to draft Darius Geis?
Some people are, but you aren't.
Well, that's why you shouldn't be subscribed to their show. You can listen.
Justin is hyping up Darius Geis.
Justin, don't do it. Clock management, don't hype up Darius Geis. Cheers to me, cheers to you all the Run Boys and Girls and do what it do. I think TTV, we already placed our odds on Chicago.
Tropical Eagle. Where's he been the last 20 minutes?
Oh, dude, Tropical Eagle is such a dope follower. You should comment in our YouTube chat so our YouTubers can follow you on YouTube.
I got you. He's going to Chicago, I think.
Yeah.
And if he does, he's winning the NFC North.
Let's break this down. I want to break this one down. Have the Colts gotten better? A game, I predict a game Rivers, or two better. Yes. A game or two better.
I think they took a step back with Phillip Rivers, in all honesty. I think his arm strength is going to hurt him, and you're probably going to end up with Jacoby Brissett in there. But I am going to say they're going to take a step forward, not specifically because this offseason, just because you're going to get healthier. And that division just got worse. The Texans are going to suck. You're probably going to win a game there. You're probably going to split, because traditionally you split with the Titans. And the Jags are awful. So there you go. Just off of your division, you're probably going to win two or three more games.
I got to – well, Jim, I'll go ahead and attack that question.
I think the Colts will be better by a game or two. Yeah, they are in a weak-ass division. And obviously, J-Love touched on Houston Texans being mediocre now, at best, I think. It's Philip Rivers. I mean, what
I have a question.
Over Brissett, give me Rivers over Brissett.
I have a question. You brought up the fact that the Texans are going to suck, J-Love. Is Bill O'Brien on crack? Like, is he on something that's not normal to day-to-day people that makes him make these dumbass decisions?
Bill O'Brien has proven that not only is he a bad head coach...
He's a bad GM.
He's an even worse GM. And that's hard to do, considering I would consider him a bottom five head coach in the league. He's probably the worst GM.
He's definitely smoking something.
I saw something. He turned a third-round pick, Jadeveon Clowney, and DeAndre Hopkins into, like, three players that are okay. David Johnson, a second-round pick, a fourth-round pick, and Duke Johnson.
What did he do to get Carlos Hyde? What was that deal about?
Oh, no. Carlos Hyde was a free agent. He was cut.
Okay. I thought he traded.
No, the trade was, I think it was like a sixth rounder for Duke Johnson or something like that.
Yeah. Alright. Still, he's horrible, though. Horrible.
Yeah, it slap. It's Bill O'Brien.
What's going on here? Come here.
Give me just one second. I'm catching up with some.
If you're referring to the tenure that they placed on him, no one's going to sign Taysom Hill to risk their first round pick. No. Taysom Hill will be the backup.
Teddy Bridgewater went to Carolina. That's obviously confirmed several hours ago,
right? Yep.
They just fired their GM, PDG.
Yeah, right now we have no incoming news. During this time, I just want to let everyone know, during this time, for about the next 2 hours, you're probably going to witness a little bit, maybe, of a stagnant / dead period, depending on whatever team that you are following during this time period. I want to let everyone know you're probably going to witness a little bit of a dead period. For everyone that's wanting to track Brady's whereabouts, that's probably going to drop tomorrow before 4 p.m. Eastern time. 4 p.m. Eastern time is when all this really needs to be wrapped the fuck up. Now, with the whole coronavirus and shit like that, the quarantine and everything, we could see free agency maybe push back a little bit more. Just trying to make sure I land a couple of details. The draft is not going to be the same. Expect a Skype style type of draft, maybe.
So they're moving out of Vegas.
They're gonna be out of Vegas. They're not gonna be in Vegas.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So it's still on schedule to happen, but they're moving the venue.
They're moving. Yes, they're moving the venue, but expect a second change to come. I'm expecting a second change to come from the sources that I'm hearing. Is that Vegas might more than likely not be a thing. So we're going to keep you guys updated on that. Huh? Take it to Montana?
They don't have it there.
Westford? No, they do now. They do. They have a reported case. So yeah, the winner, if anyone is curious about who the winner of the coronavirus Final Four was, West Virginia did win that. They are the only state without a case, but I think without a confirmed case, which means that they are the winner until they can get enough medical money to figure out how many they actually have. Let's go ahead and let's get into who has what coming around the corner. From their individual respective departments. Jimmo, I mean, you know, Jimmo's part of the Run Boys, but he's more so affiliated. You know, he's doing his own thing. You know, he's got everything. But I want to go around the horn. I want everyone to sound blast what they got popping off. Where can people find you? We got a lot of shit popping off here in free agency. So we're going to be back live with you guys maybe in a couple of hours. Like I said yesterday, or it could be the tomorrow that we do part 3 of this. J-Love, talk to the people. Where can they find you? What is good? What is on your schedule?
Yeah, Rumboy J-Love on Twitter. That's like the only social media I have.
Type it in the chat for people, too.
Other than that, right before I got the link to come on here, I was actually working on an article, and that'll probably be coming tonight or tomorrow. It's finally that Mekhi Becton you've been asking for, Robbie. It's the top four offensive tackles in this class, all grouped into one article. It's coming. It's my breakdown. It's my ranking. So, yeah.
We have one more question. Who do we think the Chargers will sign?
They already signed Brian Bulaga. I expect them to bring in a guard and probably a linebacker and maybe a depth safety.
And I expect them to draft a quarterback. Me personally, I think the Chargers are going to be fairly silent the remainder of the day. I don't have them trying to make any big plays as of yet outside of that Bulaga trade. Jimmo the Icon, where can people find you? Where can people target you? By the way, everyone that is new to us, make sure you subscribe. Make sure that you like. Make sure you share this damn stream and tell people what is good.
For sure. Thank you again for having me on, Robbie. J-Love, always a pleasure, my friend. You can find me at JimmoTheIcon.com on Twitter and on the Instagram. JimmoTheIcon.com is the website. JimmoTheIcon is the Twitter and Instagram handle. Yeah, that's it. I have a debut live show to go up on April 1st. That might get pushed up, actually.
Yep.
We'll see. But, Robbie, I'm honored to have you on that show. Stephon Lord will be on that show. Fantasy Stoner is going to be on that show. And then I'm going to have a very special guest, Philip T. Stone, who was my former partner in my radio days back in Chicago. So.
Fuck yeah. I'm excited I want to touch on that really quick. Guys, make sure you subscribe to Jimmo the Icon. Jimmo, make sure you comment on the YouTube chat and let people know where they can find you and where they can subscribe. I want to say that I'm excited. Oh, J-Love over there coughing. Here goes the first Rumboys case of Corona. We're fucking with you. We're fucking with you. I want to talk about this really quick for the live that's going to be happening on Jimmo the Icon's channel. I personally am honored and privileged to be on the same roster, the same day by day group that these people are going to be featured on. I mean, Stepmom Lauren, you mentioned your homie, so on and so forth, Fantasy Stoner. That's a very good and eclectic group where you're going to get a lot of different viewpoints across the world of podcasting, across the world of sports, across the world of fantasy football, across the world of music, across the world of just life, honestly, in general. What I really look forward to with the Icon experience is being able to discuss some of my different interests outside of football and fantasy football. This is my job. I am a person outside of my job. So I want you guys to subscribe to the Icon experience because you're going to get a different experience than what you've gotten on my show, than what you've gotten on Joe Rogan, than what you've gotten on the Fantasy Footballers, all these major, huge podcasts that are out there. Gary Vee. I love Gary Vee. No disrespect to Gary Vee whatsoever. I think that the Icon experience is going to do a lot in bringing a lot of people from different walks of life together, different sports analytics and marketing and just business and radio and music. It's going to take us all that maybe we all have more common interest than what we realize, and it's going to put us all into a pool of like, yo, I featured on that podcast. I was represented with that guy, with that guest. I was a guest there, more importantly. And I think that you guys are really going to enjoy it. So I want you all to check out Jimmo the Icon, subscribe on YouTube, check out his website, JimmoTheIcon.com, and follow him on Twitter and Instagram, Jimmo the Icon, because I spent my segment talking about you.
I feel that I'm part of this Rumboys.
You are very, very much so.
You are now part of the Icon
family.
The Icon family, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. You're there. You've
family, audience, yeah. I mean, however you want to put it, guys. To all the iconers out there, to all the people that are chasing becoming icons, I want you guys to subscribe to that podcast. For all the Rum Boys out there, I greatly appreciate you. Make sure that you follow myself and the rest of the crew. If you literally just type in Rum Boys at this point, like if you type in Rum Boys, you can find any single one of us. It is that real. Google us. Google us. Type us in on Google. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. That shit really helps us out a lot, especially if you are a grassroots follower of the Rum Boys Fantasy Network. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe on YouTube and Sportscaster. The more Sportscaster and YouTube followers you have, absolutely freaking the better. Make sure you guys keep pushing Sportscaster. Keep pushing our YouTube. Keep sharing that shit. We are almost at 2K. To be honest, mathematically speaking, we should have already been at fucking 2K by the end of this, or by now. We've had a lot of people unsubscribe and people refollow and bullshit numbers. My takes are my own opinion. Don't just fucking subscribe or unsubscribe because I say one or two things that you may like or dislike. My views are my words are my opinion. My staff's words are their opinions. We don't try and be ESPN. Fuck ESPN. We're moving ESPN over and we're taking the fuck over, bitch. This is us. Don't judge us on anyone else.
Jordan Poyer just agreed to an extension.
Who?
So, Jordan Poyer, the Pro Bowl safety of the Bills. So, 2-year extension to keep him through 2022.
So he stays now. A Bill. That's not that heavy. But other than that, outside of that, make sure you guys follow me at Rumboy, spell with a Z, N-E-T. Follow the whole entire motherfucking team. At Rumboys, J Love is where you can find J Love on Twitter. At Gem of the Icons, where you can find Gem of the Icon on Twitter. Check out my whole entire staff. Hit us up on Rumboys.com. Definitely hit us up on Rumboys.com. If you had anything to disagree with anything that we've said, comment, talk about it after this video is posted. Or hit us up on Rumboys.com and debate with us on our own fucking shit, because we'll answer you and we'll talk to you about it on our own shit. Fellas, y'all ready to close out an episode? Another kick-ass episode?
Thank you very much, sir, for having me on. I appreciate it, all the kind words and everything else. Jay Love.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Where's the water, buddy?
Where's your water?
Where's the dog? Where's the doggy? Where, Matilda, where is she? Yeah.
Hold up, for Jay Love. Came outside today, bottles, water on water on water. Cheers to me.
Thank you very much.
Cheers to you, all the Rum Boys and girls, what it do. Thank you for joining us for this hour and a half with the crew, NFL free agency. If anything groundbreaking happens, either myself will be live or we will have a staff member live with you guys. If you have any other questions, you can reach my staff at rumboys.com. My staff will answer you. Fellas, let's cheers this the fuck up and get out of here. Good hour and a half of work with no rural sports.
Happy St. Paddy's Day, guys. Stay safe out there.
Happy St. Paddy's Day. Happy quarantine and chill. Happy day 6 of quarantine and chill. We fucking love y'all. We appreciate each and every one of you. It's the Rum Boys Fantasy Network. Like, subscribe, and comment. Hit us up on sportscaster.com or on rumboys.com. You already know what it is. Bruh!